Muchas gracias, señor presidente. The situation in Denmark, I think, reflects very well what we've heard all this morning, both regarding technology, regarding licensing, and regarding the legal problems regarding access to copyright works for visually impaired people. So I think that my presentation now will also serve as a kind of a summary of the other presentations that we heard this morning. In Denmark, we have had since 1961 a provision regarding specifically the situation for the handicapped persons, including the visually impaired persons. The general justification for such a limitation is that it is believed to be of crucial significance for the visually impaired persons to have the opportunity of getting access to protected works also through modern technology. It is believed that the visually impaired persons shall have the same possibility to get access to protected works as other people, neither more nor less. The problem is, of course, as we've also heard, that on the general market, there's not enough publications in Braille, there's not enough publications that can serve the interests of the visually impaired persons. And it is believed in my country that in this field, the essential interest of the rights holders is to control that the use of their works in this field is only directed towards the visually impaired persons, to those who have special needs, and that these copies are not made accessible to the general public or made accessible in the form of piracy. We have two main rules in this field. And the first one is the general rule in section 17, paragraph 1 of the Danish Copyright Act, which is a general exemption to the benefit of various groups of visually and hearing handicapped persons, including the blind, the visually impaired, and the dyslexics. There's one important condition for this exception or limitation to the exclusive right. And that condition is that the produced material shall be intended specifically for the use of the visually impaired people. This means that it's only lawful to use works when there is a clear basis of assuming that the purpose solely is to serve the visually impaired people. If the reproduction, for instance, is made by others than the visually impaired people, it is a precondition that it clearly appears that the use is specifically arranged for the visually impaired persons. For example, this provision makes it possible to make adaptations of literary works into Braille copies. The provision also makes it possible to enlarge texts for screen reading or to transform text into synthetic speech. The provision comprises both analog and digital uses, and it comprises both reproduction and communication to the public in any form and manner, including transmissions via the internet. But it's important to stress the last sentence of the paragraph, which makes it clear that this provision does not allow any kind of use for commercial purposes. This provision is a provision on free use, and this means that there's no basis for remuneration to the rights holders when works are used according to Section 17, paragraph 1. The second main rule regarding visually impaired persons in Denmark is paragraph 4 of section 17. This is a specific rule regarding talking books. Talking books are exempted from paragraph 1. And paragraph 4 is a legal license which makes it possible to make copies in the form of talking books. It's possible to make these copies by the way of sound recordings in order to lend the copies to the blind, to the visually impaired, and to the dyslexic persons. It's not allowed to make sound recordings for commercial purposes, only non-commercial purposes and directly to these visually impaired persons. This rule is not a rule on free use. It's a compulsory license, and this means that the rights holder has the right to a remuneration. Originally, the remuneration was fixed by an independent board called the Danish Copyright License Tribunal, but now the remuneration is fixed according to an agreement between the Danish Writers Association and the Danish National Library for the Blind, which generally administers this scheme. So these are the two provisions that in practice are used in Denmark, a general exemption in paragraph 1, and then in paragraph 4, a specific rule regarding talking books. But in the last years, of course, the situation has become more and more complicated, both legally and technologically. In the European Union, in 2001, we succeeded in having adopted a new directive, the so-called InfoSoc directive regarding copyright in the information society. And one of the main issues which is reflected in this directive is the question of the legal protection of technological protection measures. In last year, Denmark transposed this directive into national law. And in doing so, we of course also transposed the rules in the directive regarding technological protection measures. And here we have a rule provision in section 75C to the effect that it shall not be permitted to circumvent technological protection measures. This is the basic rule. And this prohibition on the circumvention of technological protection measures, for instance, copy control measures on CDs and on literary works distributed on CD-ROMs, of course raises a very important question regarding the relationship to the exceptions and limitations. Shall it be the prohibition on the circumvention which shall prevail, or shall in any circumstance those who can benefit from an exception or a limitation in the Copyright Act have that possibility notwithstanding this prohibition? This question is addressed in the directive and also, of course, then in the copyright law of Denmark. And one must say that these rules does not make it easier to understand and comprehend the national copyright laws. And I must admit that this new provision certainly is in the category of make it more complicated. But it's an effort to try to find a balance between the interests of the rights holders and the interests of those who benefit from the exceptions and limitations, including the visually impaired people. The general idea in this provision is that the rights holders voluntarily shall make it possible for instance, visually impaired people to benefit from the exceptions in section 17. If visually impaired people is allowed to make copies in Braille, for instance, but are unable to do so due to a technological protection measures, then it's up to the rights holders voluntarily to provide the basis for the visually impaired people that they can make these reproductions. But if the rights holders are not so generous, if they do not act voluntarily, what then? And here we have this provision according to which the copyright license tribunal can make a decision to the effect that the rights holder is obliged to, for instance, deliver a digital copy of a work or an analog copy of a work without copy protection measures. If the rights holder does not follow that decision, then, and does not do that within 4 weeks after the decision, then the user will have the right to circumvent the technological protection measure. So the rights holder has all possibilities to prevent the users from circumventing the technological protection measures, but if the rights holder does not voluntarily do so, then the user, for instance, the National Library for the Blind, will have the possibility of circumventing. It is yet to be seen how these new provisions in the law will work in practice regarding the visually impaired people and the use according to Section 17. No cases have until now been submitted to the Copyright License Tribunal. If we look at the future, I think it's fair to say that we have to look at two main issues in this field. And the first issue is how we can adapt the limitation in this field, taking into account the technological development and at the same time secure the interests of the rights holders. For instance, has the Danish National Library for the Blind asked whether it would be possible to extend the specific limitation in section 17, paragraph 4, to online distribution of the talking books, because the physical distribution in the form of lending of these sound recordings, at least to some groups of recipients, is not appropriate. And what we have to take into regard this proposal, of course, all questions regarding control, security, encryption, etc., is raised. The other main issue is the question of the technological protection measures and the relationship to the limitations in the copyright law. We will follow closely whether the rights holders voluntarily will make it possible for the users to make use of the exceptions or whether some problems is created. But in both cases, regarding both of these two main issues, my government believes that agreements, voluntary agreements between the parties is preferred. Of course, if it's not possible to have such agreements, then we must think of law amendments in which we must balance the different interests in this field. Actually, later this month, in the Ministry of Culture, we will begin a series of meetings between the rights holders and the representatives of the blind in this field. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.